Good morning. Welcome to another edition of Health Essentials. Hi, I'm your host, Dr. Roy Morgan, and it's a gorgeous day outside. I always think it's so cool when you look at a vehicle that's sitting still, and the headlights are on, even though you've turned it off, but you can see all this incredible mist just swirling in front of the headlights. It really looks cool. It's almost as if the wind has a pattern all its own. It's kind of hard to measure, but it's very cool, though. Alrighty, this program is about anything and everything to do with how do we rejuvenate the body, how do we get to the body to a better place. There's a lot of ways you could say this, but how do we prevent the body from breaking down faster than the ability of your body to heal and repair itself? I mean, that's really the bottom line or the simplest equation that we could work with today. If all the tissues and glands and organs in your body, if they're inflamed, meaning they're breaking down faster than the ability of your body to make repairs, then you're going to have symptoms. You're going to have disease. You are going to have problems. And so it would be in your best interest, and mine too, to look at what can we do to keep our bodies in better working order. Well, last week, very, very sweet lady yesterday was commenting that she heard me talk about taurine last week. And taurine is an amino acid that when you look at the studies on it, it is so interesting. I mean, there's no way that I even covered a tenth of it last week. But one of the studies demonstrates that taurine has this unique ability to help keep the body in good working order. Thus, your body doesn't break down as fast. As you age, you tend to age more gracefully, if that's a way of saying it. Well, that kind of spurred me on after she made that comment that she found that interesting, because sometimes I don't know what people find are interesting, is interesting, but I know that these are things that I really like and I find intriguing just because I like them. I've learned that not everybody else does, but this, to me, is very interesting. So I came across this study. And yes, it's an animal study. It wasn't done on human beings. But it's so intriguing. Okay. Now, this one, I'm probably going to harp on the N-acetylcysteine more than I am the glycine. But there's a supplement manufacturer. Their name is Cell Triant, Cellular Nutrition. It says on the box it supports glutathione production to help protect cells. Anyway, what I'm going to do is I'm going to read some of this to you. But what they've done is they've taken equal parts of the amino acid glycine and then another amino acid that you could easily purchase called N-acetylcysteine. Sometimes it's called NAC or NAC for short. So, and what I like about it also is they just used 2 to 3 grams to get the job done. It wasn't like they had to give mega doses of a vitamin or a nutrient to achieve a good effect. So let me read the study to you. And I'm going to get through it, but there's several little tidbits of information that you might find interesting as far as how do you improve your health. Okay, here it goes. Researchers from Baylor College of Medicine in the U.S. experiment with mice. And what they did was, the mice were exactly 65 weeks old. And when I look at that, I think, you know, how long does a mice actually live? Well, I'm going to get to that, but I would think that's a little over, you know, they have less than half of their lifespan remaining if these mice were 65 weeks. I meant to say 65 weeks, not 65 years. Could you imagine if mice lived for 65 years? We would be flooded with mice and rats everywhere. Okay. So if these mice started out at 65 weeks old, if this had converted to human years, well, the mice would have been in their 40s. I'm just going to say middle 40s. And you would say, looking at the averages of lifespan of both men and women, their lives would already be like half over. Does that make sense? Okay, so they had two groups of mice here. Some of the mice in the study that were 65 weeks old when they started them, they were just given regular, standard Purina mouse chow. I don't know if it's Purina, but that's what they used to do in the lab, so and that's why I'm saying that. And so for the rest of their life, they just got standard rat chow. Now, that was the control group. That was their standard of measurement against the group of mice that was given a mixture of equal parts of glycine and then the amino acid in acetylcysteine. And they said if these adult mice had been adult humans, the amount of N-acetylcysteine and glycine they gave them would have been between 2 and 3 grams of this amino acid combination daily. Are you with me on that? And so the other reason I mention it is because they already have supplements that are equal parts of the amino acid glycine and also equal parts of N-acetylcysteine. Those are available on the market. I think that one brand I'm reading about is called Cell Triant. C-E-L-L-T-R-I-N-T. Hopefully I'm saying that right. Okay. So here's the results right here. So just consider this. Think about this for a moment. The mice in the the mice in the group that were given the amino acid glycine and N-acetylcysteine in equal parts, they actually lived longer than the mice in the control group. Okay? The controlled group was only the mice that were given standard rat food. That's it. All right? After 121 weeks, you remember they started off at 65 weeks of age. That would have been when you and I were in our middle 40s when we started the supplementation. So at 121 weeks, all the mice in the control group, the ones that were only given rat food, they died. Okay? Average of 121 weeks. Are you with me on that? Okay. In the glycine and N-acetylcysteine group, they died after 169 weeks. Well, it doesn't take a genius to figure out. Actually, I've got Randy's calculator. I don't think Randy's going to mind if I borrow his calculator. So if I take 169 subtracted by 121 weeks, come up with 48 weeks. Folks, these mice that took N-acetylcysteine mixed with the amino acid glycine, they lived almost a year longer. That's incredible. Now, if you want to kind of play this scenario out, is that just a mistake or by happenstance or is it luck? No. What was different about the mice that had the N-acetylcysteine and glycine in their diet compared to the mice that did not? Well, they lived 48 weeks longer. That's incredible. What I want you to do is I want you to show me one drug. How about we choose Tylenol? How about albuterol? What about aspirin or naproxen? Can you live 48 weeks longer as a mouse? I don't think so. If you take simvastatin or rivastatin or Vytorin, there's no way. Can a blood pressure lowering drug, can that increase your lifespan by over 40%? No. Anyway, what this means is the group of mice that were given the glycine mixed with the N-acetylcysteine, they extended their maximum lifespan by 40%. That's 56 weeks. I'm sorry. When they started at 65 weeks, the control group that just ate mouse food, they only lived 56 weeks longer. To me, that's incredible. When they gave them N-acetylcysteine. Anyway, I've got the graphs in front of me in the charts, but across the board, it shows that the mice lived so much longer when they were given the glycine with the N-acetylcysteine added to their diet. Okay. Here's the way that they measure that, and I'm trying to make it sound simple to you because I want you to get this. There is a molecule that the human body produces. A lot of it's produced in the liver. It's called glutathione. I don't know if you've really heard much of glutathione, but I'm going to say that glutathione is one of the most incredible, capable antioxidants or molecules that the human body produces that's capable of protecting you from disease. Okay? It says here that glutathione is a molecule that detoxifying enzymes need in order to function properly. So that's one point right there. And you know what this means? If you don't have enough glutathione to go around, there's going to be a lot of house cleaning and detoxification that just doesn't take place. And you may have heard me say this, and again, this is not what I call a brilliant statement. I think everybody knows this. What does cancer need to really take off and grow and thrive? Well, it needs toxins. The more toxic that a human being is, the more toxic debris and waste that builds up in their body, the easier it is for cancer to grow. Does that make sense? Okay. The other thing is, I always think that cancer needs a low oxygen environment. So where does it really take off and rule the human body? Well, when somebody's low in oxygen. That's one of the reasons why study after study demonstrates that when people exercise every day, well, guess what they're getting? They're getting more oxygen. Would you agree with me that maybe oxygen is one of the most precious elements in all of the universe? Yeah, of course you would. How can we live without oxygen? Well, the answer is you can't. You might live without water a few days. I don't even want to do that. I don't want to become dehydrated. You can live without food for a lot longer than 3 days. I know there's some people who think they can't miss a meal, but you can. You're not going to die. Okay, so the researchers, they noticed that, and what they did was, when they did dissections of these mice, they demonstrated that what they looked at it was the heart, the liver, and the kidneys. Now, the animals that lived to be 169 weeks old because they took glycine mixed with N-acetylcysteine, they had the highest levels of glutathione, which is one of the most potent antioxidants that the human body makes. And maybe this is too simple of a way to think of it, but when you have plenty of glutathione, guess what happens? Your body can keep itself in good repair. It can help neutralize the toxic waste that's just normal byproduct of living on planet Earth. So if you're breathing air, if you're drinking water, if you're eating the food that's on this planet, and you're living under stressful circumstances, which I'm sure most people are, then you're generating free radicals and you're making toxins. What do you think about a car? You give it gasoline and oxygen, what does it produce? Well, the byproduct is a toxic byproduct called car exhaust. Well, some of that's carbon monoxide. You could die if you breathe too much carbon dioxide because it would block out the ability of oxygen to attach to the hemoglobin, and you would not be long for the world. Anyway, so let me see what else did I come across here. Oh, yeah, there are two more points. And to me, these may end up being the most important points of all time. Okay, I know this is technical, but just humor me. Just play along like this sounds good and it makes sense and we're all learning here. Okay, this glycine and N-acetylcysteine combination they gave the mice, it increased the activity of what's called PGC-1-alpha. I don't expect anybody to say, oh, I'm so happy to hear about PGC-1-alpha. Anyway, but here's what it means. This is I'm going to call it an enzyme. Or they call it a genetic molecular switch. And what does it do? Well, when you flip this switch, when you get enough glycine and N-acetylcysteine, what happens is it tells the cells in your body to make more mitochondria. Folks, I don't know if you know what that means. This is your very ability to convert fuel or nutrition into energy. So always remember, energy is the currency of the body. What's the goal for every human being that's suffering a health condition? Well, one of them, in my mind, is you've got to do whatever it takes to help improve how the body produces energy. Because if you don't do that, what do you do with a human organism and the body just doesn't produce enough energy? Well, you're just biding your time until everything breaks down. Energy is the currency of the body. You've got to have energy. That's your rich bank account. I think I told a woman that basically in so many words this week. She has got to build her energy and her strength. She needs to add some muscle to her frame, because that's her ticket to being independent. Yeah, on one hand, you could listen to a financial advisor say, you need long-term disability insurance, and it only costs $25,000 a year to pay for the insurance, but this is your hedge against being disabled where you can't take care of yourself, and we can pay for a nursing home for you. Okay, I get that. That's fine if you want to do that. But what if you invest in your physical body, which really you can't separate mental, emotional, spiritual from the physical body. They're all intertwined. That's God's great, majestic design of His creation. But you're trying to, every day is a training day. Build the energy in your body. And so when the mice took this glycine, N-acetylcysteine substance, it actually started flipping switches in their cells, where their cells started growing new mitochondria. Maybe what I should say is, you don't have to know a lot about mitochondria, but this is where all energy production takes place. And you want this. I promise you do. Do you have a high value for your future? Well, of course you do. I mean, let me say it a different way. If you don't have any value for your future and for energy production and for feeling good, you're not going to care about anything I'm saying. It's not going to even register. You're only going to be thinking, what can I do today to get me through the day? How much can I vape? How much cigarettes can I, suck down into my lungs? How much Copenhagen can I chew on to give me a boost? How many energy drinks can I drink? You're probably thinking to yourself, I don't even know anybody that drinks energy drinks. Well, that's because you don't hang out in front of the convenience stores. The next time you go and buy gas, just count the number of people that walk out the door with energy drinks. What does that tell you, folks? It tells you that people are desperate to feel good. And this is not what you call the benchmark of excellence. I was talking with Jimmy yesterday, and he kind of made a comment. It's so simple, but it's so smart, too. What do we do to reach our full genetic God-given potential? Or probably the way he said it was, what is the full potential that God has in store for us? Are we getting close to that? Or are we falling really, really short? And are we failing to reach our full genetic potential? This rich genetic heritage that God's given us? Well, I'll let you answer that question for yourself. I can answer the question for myself. I think I can do better. But that's one of the reasons why you study, is so you can learn and grow and improve what you're doing. Every day is a chance to do that. Now, part two. This is a big one right here. I know that I've covered this topic with you in the past, but it's probably not going to make much sense to you unless I kind of explain it. One of the hallmarks of aging is we develop what are called senescent cells. And I don't have the latest cutting-edge research right in front of me where I could read the stats, but I'm just going to say this. Every single day you're alive, you probably build up a couple hundred thousand senescent cells. So, what do you think of when you think of the word senescent? Okay. Well, a lot of people say, that person probably has loss of cognitive function. They have memory loss. They can't really find words like they used to. Their brain doesn't work right. They have old-timers. They have sundowners. They have Alzheimer's. They have dementia. That's going to be what you see when somebody, the word senescence, okay? So what happens is every day that you and I are alive, we start building up these old cells in the body. They cease to function anymore, okay? They're not really doing any work to help improve us. It's like having a cylinder in a car that's just is misfiring. It's not doing any work. And so you have like a conked out cylinder in your V8 engine. So really only 7 cylinders are carrying the load, but it's a drag on the engine and its performance to have one bad cylinder that's just misfiring, not even working. Well, that's what these senescent cells are. And so you've heard the word zombie. I got to be careful how I use that. But a zombie cell is a cell that's just eating your food. You know, in a roundabout way, if you have brain cells that reach the end of their usefulness and they don't die like they're supposed to, they just kind of hang around and become zombie cells. And what they do is they just kind of use up your fuel, your oxygen. They kind of suck down and eat your prime nutrients that should be reserved for the healthy brain cells that are remaining. But the problem is they poop and make waste inside of you. And so listen to this right here. So I just talked about the glycine and N-acetylcysteine improving your cell's ability to manufacture more mitochondria. People, I promise you, this is what you want. You may not have to think about it right now because you feel so good, but if you don't take steps to keep your body in good working order, I can tell you how this is going to, what road this is going to lead down, and you already know that also. So they noticed also, and this is very interesting, there is a unique enzyme in the human cell called enzyme PINK1. I'm going to call it PINK1 because that's the way it works out. Well, what PINK1 does, and you're probably asking yourself, well, what does PINK1 do? Well, when you take glycine and N-acetylcysteine, PINK1 starts firing up, and it starts clearing out senescent old-age mitochondria from the cells. Oh, my goodness, that's brilliant. The author of the study says, senescent mitochondria are like leaking nuclear power plants that have had their day. Now, does that create an image for you? How would you like to be living there in Fukushima, Japan, and have the nuclear reactor start leaking toxic radioactive fuel into your drinking water or into your garden? And so the food you're eating is full of radiation. Well, that's no good. And so these senescent cells and mitochondria, they poison the cells. They don't produce much energy anymore like they're supposed to. And so during the aging process, the number of defective mitochondria in these cells increases, and the glycine and acetylcysteine apparently puts a stop to that. Now, that's interesting. So maybe here's how I'm going to summarize it. If you take N-acetylcysteine and glycine, what you're doing is you're cleaning up your body, and you're improving how you produce energy production. And that's the bottom line. Because if you can keep your cells and tissues in good working order, then you don't have to prematurely destroy your health. I'll tell you, you know how hard it is sometimes when somebody's on a bad track to get them on a good track? It can be really, really challenging. But what you always, the ace you always have in your sleeve is, if you can get a person to feeling much better, you're always hopeful that that will kind of leave this impression upon them where they say, oh my goodness, I'm actually feeling better. I think I like the way that I feel. I think I want to continue. Okay, so that's my article about N-acetylcysteine. I kind of decided I want to talk about that. After speaking of taurine last week, which is another amino acid, I know I sound like a broken record, but I find it so interesting. So the human heart, it probably has more mitochondria. It's just a very high energy system in the body. It's incredible what the heart does. But it has all these mitochondria. And guess what the heart's most favorite amino acid is? Well, it's taurine. So this doesn't have to be rocket science here. What does a person do if their heart is not working right? Maybe you should think about taurine. How about that? You want some taurine? You should, if you read the articles. Now, obviously, if you run this by your doctor may say, stay away from nutrients, you'll die. I mean, I've heard these things so many times. I'm going to go with Nehemiah's statement. Just because you say these things does not make it so. That's one of my favorite scriptures. He's talking about, who is it, Sanballat and Tobiah? Is it Geshem or Gershom, the Arab that are trying to trick him and kill him because he's rebuilding the wall around Jerusalem? Anyway, there is a phone line officially open. If you don't want me to go on to the next study and read it to you or share with you my thoughts on it, if you want to call me on the radio and ask me a question, especially if it's a question that relates to, you know, natural health care. Here we go. Good morning. Welcome to the program. I can tell this is going to be a great phone call. Am
well,
I right?
I hope so, Dr. Morgan.
How are you, buddy?
Well, I'm doing fine. A lot of people that I know have this. And when you first started talking this morning, it seemed like you might have had a touch.
I did. Respiratory. Yes, I definitely did. But guess what I've been using? N-acetylcysteine.
You know what? That's what I'm looking for.
Well, I don't know if you remember this, but back at the start of COVID,
yes,
the Food and Drug Administration, Centers of Disease Control, they raised a ruckus with the largest seller of nutritional supplements on the planet that would be called Amazon.com. And they insisted that they no longer sell the amino acid N-acetylcysteine because people were using this to clear out the mucus and the gunk in their lungs.
All right.
What does that tell you?
Well, it leads me into areas that I don't really want to talk about.
Well, no, and you don't have to talk about them, but I think I understand where you're going with that, and you would say to yourself, why would they do... Yeah.
I fear my government more now than I ever have. Let me say it like that.
Well, I didn't mean to make you say that, but I respect what you're saying, and you're saying they're supposed to be doing what's in our best interest.
Yes, sir. Right.
Anyway, well, what can I do to serve you today?
Well, so where do you get this? Do you get it at the health food stores?
Yeah, and let me give you a couple ideas. N-acetylcysteine has been shown to be very effective at helping to break up mucus and gunk and congestion, but let me back up just one step.
Please.
You do understand that the human body is designed with this incredible immune system, and one of the lines of defenses, you know, besides what's in the mouth and the nose and the ears, and, you know, like if you had some dust that had a germ in it come in contact with your eye, your eyes produce all these generous tears and lubrication to wash it out so it doesn't have a chance to get inside the body. And right. You have hairs in your nose, and you have mucus-lined membranes and turbinates. They're supposed to trap whatever you breathe in that might potentially be toxic. But other lines of defenses would be this thick layer of mucus. It's supposed to trap microbes and germs like, you know, sticky flypaper, maybe.
Right.
But if your defenses become overwhelmed, and this gunk that's going around, it's been pretty tough on almost everybody. It's been from
Hindus.
I think I've heard of cases on the top of Mount Kilimanjaro. I just made that up. But anyway, N-acetylcysteine you could take easily somewhere between maybe 1 and 3 grams a day to see if that starts to dissolve and break down and neutralize and clean up the mucus so there's no reason to have all this gunk anymore. That's one idea.
So they sell it at health food stores?
Yes, sir, they do.
Okay.
I'm sorry, that was your original question. I kind of took a long time to answer it. But yeah, you can buy it there easily. And most of the studies demonstrate that if it's taken on an empty stomach, that's where it really works the very, very best. And maybe it's something along the line that it doesn't have to compete with absorption with food. But I can tell you this, it works also if you take it with food.
Okay.
Not every human being can take amino acids on an empty stomach without, you know, make them feel a little bit nauseous. So for some people, what'd you say?
1 to 3 grams?
Yes, sir, that's correct.
Okay. All right.
I know this sounds bizarre, but there's even studies that show that people that really, really struggle with being very down and being very blue all the time.
Oh,
or I kind of hate to use the word depression, but you know, kind of know where I'm going, don't you?
I do.
But there's a lot of people that seem to really have tremendous benefit from taking N-acetylcysteine to where their disposition or their attitude seems to be much brighter and more hopeful. So I find that interesting also.
Just out of curiosity, can people take too much of this stuff?
Oh, yes. You can. But the study that I just read was about mice where they started at 65 weeks old. They gave one group of mice N-acetylcysteine, and what happened was they lived 40% longer. Now, without really overthinking this too much, what it did was it allowed their body to stay in much, much better repair. And that's really the whole goal. You don't want disease to settle in to where you wreck your health. But they said the human equivalent would have been between 2 and 3 grams a day.
So on a daily regimen.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's wonderful.
So okay. I know those poor mice, they lived an extra 48 weeks longer.
That and exercise for more oxygen, it sounds like what is the key here. So, I mean,
I think that's a brilliant statement. I'm going to go with your statement. Yeah, and that's what you have to do. And you know what? The other thing is, would you agree with me? It is much harder to keep the body in great working order as you age compared to when you're young. Everything comes so easy when you're 17, right?
You're right.
Do you remember when you were 17?
I certainly do. It seems like yesterday, but it certainly isn't.
What were you doing when you were 17 or 18?
I was working on a farm and playing a lot of sports and just having a ball.
So when you did farm work, what was it?
Everything from baling hay to castrating hogs to, I mean, all kinds of things that you do on a farm. They had working farms back then, livestock and row crops. So
I think I remember when I was 3 years old, my father, he would use a pocket knife to do that. And you know those little pigs squeal like all get out when you castrate them.
Oh, yeah. Well, yes, you're right.
We used to live on a creek called Hog Shooter Creek. I wonder how it got that name. That was in Oklahoma, up in Bartlesville.
Okay.
But yeah, where were you from? From the Corn Belt?
Iowa. Yes, sir.
Did you do much windsurfing when you were in Iowa?
You know, the wind was always blowing, but no, we didn't.
I guess you had legitimate winters there, right?
Oh, yeah, lots of snow, and I really enjoyed it. I started a little snow shoveling business, so I was active outside all the time, which wish I could say I was that way now.
Yeah, but you know what you did learn? You really learned how to work when you were a boy, didn't you?
I did.
Do you look at that as a great gift that you got from your mom and your dad?
Yes, sir, I do.
I agree with you. It is good to learn how to work and to like it.
Oh, yeah. No doubt about it.
You may have a hard time.
My father's 92. He exercises every day. His mind is so sharp. And he's my inspiration.
Your father is 92.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. I love hearing that story. Where does he live?
He still lives in Iowa.
What's the name of the largest town that he's close to?
His wife are very independent, and they're just loving life, loving the Lord.
So your father can come and go as he pleases. He can get in the pickup, he can drive to town and buy groceries, right?
Unfortunately, his eyesight has gone. But because of his health, the other day the VA people said, look, he is in such great health. Otherwise, we want to give him the highest quality of life. We're going to roll out all the benefits we can for him to be able to read and function like he wants to. But no, he let go of his license a few years ago.
Okay.
By himself.
Well, I'm so glad you shared with me about your father. That's a great story.
He's a great guy.
So, N-acetylcysteine, I know we can't go in reverse and just give it to somebody that's having eye problems, but most of the studies that I've looked at, they demonstrate a correlation between what's called glutathione and the development of visual problems. So if you want to say everything from macular degeneration, which is probably the number one cause of blindness, to cataract formation, retinal detachment problems, just all sorts of oxidation of the eye, where you lose the ability to, see things. That's usually excessive oxidation. So in your situation, if you took a little bit of N-acetylcysteine every day, just give me some feedback and let me know if you see improvements across the board. I would believe you.
I'll certainly be keeping track of it and letting you know, sir.
You betcha. Is there any other questions you have?
No, sir. I'll let other people. Always great talking to you, God bless.
Oh, it's
you.
Always great talking to you. Thanks a bunch for calling. I hope you have a wonderful day.
And Happy New Year, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye. Yeah, this is the kind of a good time to think about and have everybody having a good new year. Okay, let's go to the phone lines again. Good morning and welcome to the program.
Yes, sir. Is this the abbreviation? This is NAC?
That is the abbreviation, but that's the abbreviation NAC stands for N, as in the letter N, and then there's a dash, and then they say acetylcysteine. But if you were to type in NAC in all capital letters, like on a search, that would probably get you to N-acetylcysteine.
Okay, so if I go to health foods, do I look for capital N-A-C?
Yes. Now, cysteine, actually, let me spell it for you. The word acetyl is spelled A-C-E-T-Y-L. That's acetyl. And then cysteine, I may be spelling this one wrong. I think it's C-Y-S-T-E-I-N-E. It's a sulfur-bound amino acid.
Okay.
And that would be interesting if you noticed there was any improvement in your respiratory system, from your nose to your sinuses to the bottom of your lungs.
Okay. What about the mullein tea? Does that help your lungs?
Yes, mullein is definitely a plant that grows on the surface of the earth that when you drink it in the form of a tea or you take it in the form of a capsule or even a liquid tincture, it targets healing and repair of the lungs.
I drink some of that last week, and I feel the difference.
What about the difference? What'd you say?
I said I had some last week. I heard you talk about it, and I drank some, and it cleared up my lungs really
good. Oh, good. Thank you for sharing that. Hey, would you believe me if I told you that when there's a massive lightning strike in a forest and it causes a forest fire where it just burns up everything, which I think that's just part of God's creation that's supposed to happen, the very first plant that begins to grow after a forest fire is mullein. But then again, I'm going to say that the surface of the earth, that's the lungs of the earth, just like we have lungs to extract oxygen. So mullein grows first to start to repair the lungs of the earth. So that's my take on it.
Okay. Now, did you say this also helps your memory?
You mean the mullein? I don't think I said that.
No, the NAC.
Oh, yes, because what happens is when you start taking N-acetylcysteine, it improves how your brain cells generate more mitochondria. That's how you produce energy. But it also starts, I don't mean this in a negative way, what I'm fixing to say, and I know you won't take it that way, but it would not be complimentary for somebody to call you senile, would it?
No.
Okay, well, I'll just use that as my example. I know you're not senile. But senile refers to senescence. It means the brain cells are breaking down faster, but that's what N-acetylcysteine does. It helps remove those senile brain cells. And that's what you want. You want to remove cells from the body that are just taking up space. They're eating your food. They're drinking your water. They're stealing all your nutrients. But they don't do anything to benefit you or help you to be stronger or healthier. So N-acetylcysteine with glycine was shown to do that. The enzyme they looked at was called the PINK1 enzyme. When you get enough N-acetylcysteine, it starts flipping a metabolic switch in your brain cells to remove damaged brain cells. I promise you that's what you want. If you want to age gracefully and keep your body in good working order, then that would be something that you really want to consider.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. Thanks for sharing about the mullein tea helping your lungs. There's probably a whole bunch of people that are going to make a run on mullein tea today. Because of you, in a good way. But thank you so much. Hey, thanks, buddy. Good talking to you, man. Okay, there's a phone line open. The number here at the station is 903 1-800-589-8507. I can get you right in. All right. Good morning. Welcome to the program.
Good morning. I have a question about tinnitus. I'm suffering a little bit in my left ear, and so I was just wondering if there was something healthy I could use or take to get rid of that.
Okay, I happen to have my notes right here. You don't know this about me, but I'm constantly writing things down that I'm reading and studying because what I want to do is I want to itch it in my brain. Have you ever done that before?
Yes.
Well, anyway, the reason I'm saying that, here I am wasting your time. I was, you know what YouTube is, don't you?
Yes.
Okay, here's my notes right here. I'm just going to read what I wrote down. Okay, in the brain, you have what are called GABA receptors. GABA is just the abbreviation for what's a substance called gamma-aminobutyric acid. And what this does is, if you have enough GABA receptors, they calm down all these, I hope I can say this right, because I can't. There's two words I wrote down, I can't read what I wrote down. But anyway, my point is, these high-pitched noises that you hear, like the continual ringing in the back of your ear, these noises that you have in your auditory pathway, does that make sense, tinnitus?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They're saying that the amino acid taurine, in several studies, was shown to make tinnitus reduce or go away. And they think because what it does is it helps to stimulate better activation of the GABA receptor sites. And when those are firing on all eight cylinders, they calm down that high-pitched, ringing sound that you have in your ears. What do you think about that?
That would be wonderful. I've been trying some tinctures.
What are they tinctures of?
Let's see. What? Tinctures like a ginkgo leaf.
That's smart.
Go-to cola.
That's a smart
sage
one also.
Sage leaf.
Excellent.
Rhodiola.
Oh, another good one.
Maca root. But it's all in one tincture.
No, you're trying to hit everything with a good formulation. That's good.
And then maca. So I've been taking some tinctures for a while, but I researched last week on tinnitus. And I know that, I've done some reading, and the tinnitus affects the brain, is what I read, or I guess I'm saying that right.
Well, I would say it's always a neurological issue. I'm agreeing with you.
So I went to this site online, and I researched brain health. So now I'm taking some tinctures that say that it's good for brain health.
Well, what do you think so far? Have you seen anything that you might say is progress?
During the day, I do believe it has helped, but at night it's still keeping me up, the ringing in the ears. Just my left ear.
Well, let me ask you a couple questions, and I hope I'm not being overly personal. I'm bad about that, though. Did you ever, before you had the tinnitus, did you take a round of antibiotics at all? Or do you remember being sick and taking antibiotics? Because there's so many studies that show that when you take antibiotics, it can cause the tinnitus.
I haven't had antibiotics in a while, in
good.
Years.
Oh, good. I'm glad.
As a kid, I was sick once or twice a year, or at least probably twice a year. And so my mother took me to the doctor. And then after I got married, I continued that until probably about 10, 15 years ago. And I've been more on this health kit.
Oh, good. I think that's so smart.
Going to the doctor.
Well, you're trying to be your own best advocate for healing, aren't you?
Yes.
Well, let me just make a couple comments, and I realize I can't cover every topic, but there are plenty of studies that show that aluminum toxicity may be related to tinnitus, or tinnitus, however you want to say it, the ringing in the ears or the high-pitched noises that are annoying at nighttime when you lay down. So, do you by chance consume Tylenol or Advil or ibuprofen or aspirin?
No, I quit all that years ago.
Well, those are definitely medications that can lead to this. But let me just kind of think this through with you. There's an amino acid called taurine. It's spelled T-A-U-R-I-N-E. You might want to consider that. Now, just because I say I've done research, surely I have not read every article that's ever been written, but I think I've read a few. I've read probably more than the average person has, okay? That doesn't make me an expert, but I think it's so safe and easy and gentle to take about 3 grams a day of taurine to see if over about a 2 to 3 month period, if the ringing begins to disappear and go away. Does that sound reasonable?
You said 2 to 3 month period?
Yeah. It's not going to be, you're not going to take taurine and say, "Hey, Dr. Morgan, in 1 nanosecond, I'm cured." How did that happen? You're a genius. I didn't know anything could work that fast. That's not going to happen. Well, if it does, I hope it does, but I haven't seen that happen yet. It's going to be just being consistent over a period of time. Does that make sense?
Do you believe liquid is better than pills?
In what form?
Getting into your system and working faster?
What I'm always in favor of, I've got to be careful how I say this. I am not a fan of what's called synthetically made vitamins and supplements. I'm just not. Just because a drug company can make and synthesize in a laboratory vitamins, I don't know that I want to say that's not the same as what God's created. What God has made is so complex. And so, for example, when you get whole food nutrients or extracts, just like I've talked about in the past, for one example would be sardines. They have a rich base of amino acids, so you can't go wrong by eating sardines or ocean fish. If somebody was very, very low in collagen, sure, they could take collagen supplements, but they could also eat red meat. Red meat's the highest source of collagen. If somebody was low in essential fatty acids, well, eating deep, cold ocean water fish is going to give you those omega-3 fatty acids. But when you get your nutrients from food, I mean, the last time that I checked, 100% of all people that are listening to this program right now, they have one thing in common. They like to eat.
Yeah.
You're not different than them people, are you?
No.
I like to eat. You like to eat. It's fun. It's enjoyable. But you might as well take in things that God has created if you want to have that real vitality and strength. And so I like liquid supplements, but usually when we're talking about liquid, you're talking about something that would be of an herbal nature where they use either alcohol or something else to extract the goodness or the medicinal benefit from the plant. You want the nutritional benefit, right? So liquid's great, but I like them. If they're fresh, you can get them in capsule form, or you can get them where the water or the moisture has been removed. Now, they don't last as long because they're whole foods. They spoil. So,
well, these have vegetable glycerin.
Yeah, that's not going to be as strong as if it's alcohol.
So the alcohol ones have...
Yeah, and I realize that's offensive for some people. I don't mean to be offensive, but alcohol does a better job of extracting, like a very good solvent, the medicinal benefits from the plant cells or from the herbs, and it preserves it a whole lot longer than glycerin does. I've tried it both ways. Yes, I'll use glycerin if I have to, but it's not my favorite because it's not as strong. But the liquid herbs, going back to what you said, usually they work really fast that way. I really do like that.
Okay, now going back to taurine.
Yes, ma'am.
Is there a brand... I mean, can you get that liquid, or is that just a capsule?
The one that I'm personally taking right now comes from a vitamin company called Pure Encapsulations. Usually it's a white bottle with blue lettering on it. It's called Pure Encapsulations.
Okay.
But I have been able to trust them because they've been very consistent, and they've been very good about standing behind their products.
So are they organic? I mean, is that more...
Well, as much as I can call it organic.
Okay. All right. Okay.
I hope you don't ask me specifically where they get the taurine from, because I don't know the answer to that, but it's easy to look up. But taurine, Its basis is it comes from, it's a sulfur-based amino acid. And usually these sulfur-based amino acids, like I mentioned earlier, I talked about the one called N-acetylcysteine. That's a peptide that's based on, it's got a sulfur molecule. It's a sulfur is one of the most important elements to keep your body in good working order. Would you believe me if I told you that onions are high in sulfur, or garlic, or eggs? All those things are so good for us.
Yeah.
I've got an article right here in front of me I could read, I guess, if I wanted to. I think I'd rather talk to people on the phone. But it shows people that have garlic 5 times a week, they, you know how much longer they live? 3.2 years, exactly. I just read the study this morning, and I thought to myself, what would people do with that if they knew that eating or consuming garlic, let's just say that you're making food on the stove and you put some garlic in it. Well, I'm so sorry, but you're going to have to be productive for 3.2 more years with less disease.
Okay. Goodness.
But the taurine, so I'm looking, there's going to be an intimate relationship. And I know I'm going around the long way to say this, but taurine plays a role in how your body utilizes what's called vitamin A. And you have to understand that vitamin A is literally one of the most critical fat-soluble vitamins when it comes to the health of the sense of hearing. Or if you want your ears and your hearing to work well, vitamin A is so critical. And I'm going to say there's another relationship with a mineral called magnesium that it plays a role with. But there are studies that demonstrate that when people have tinnitus and they actually measure, can I just kind of cut to the chase and tell you what to look for?
Yes.
If you went to the doctor and you said, doctor, it's time for my physical, let's do some labs, and one of the markers that you want to ask for is called magnesium, they can actually measure the blood serum levels of the magnesium that you have in your body. And I'm just going to tell you, I'm going to kind of draw a line in the sand here. When that number is below 2.4, that's where you have all the health problems. When it's above 2.4, that's when you tend to live longer with the fewest health problems. And so magnesium is definitely a substance that the soil is very deficient in these days, so it's hard to get it from your food. I do believe the more that I study this, there's just no way around it. For the person that wants to live and stay in good working order, they're going to need to supplement with magnesium. I just don't know any
form of magnesium is best.
I'm taking 2 forms of magnesium myself right now, and let me just tell you why I'm taking it. I've had multiple concussions where I was knocked out. I wouldn't wish that on anybody. So I'm using magnesium lactate because it has a unique ability of crossing what's called the blood-brain barrier. Of course, if you've listened to my program for a while, you think, you know what, Dr. Morgan really needs some magnesium this morning for his brain, poor guy. But I'm taking another form called Easy Mag, and that's just 100% made from food extracts. And I'm in front of me, you can't see it, but I have my, I think it's made of stainless steel. But I have, a tumbler here that I carry with me. But I have my green powder mix, you know, that comes from green fruits and vegetables, and I could just add water to it. I'm really a fan of those.
Brand?
Well, the one that I'm using right now that I really like is called Power Greens, and that's made by Standard Process. And without going to huge detail, I'll go into much detail as you want, but I'm telling you, they are the masters at converting food from the ground and then preserving the nutrients and getting it into a form that you can swallow, because if you can get this in the body, then your body can use it, right? But I don't know of a company that's better at getting the nutritional benefit from plants and putting it in a form where it's preserved and it's really potent for the human body. But then again, I like talking about rejuvenation and healing and repair. And you can't do any of that with synthetic nutrients. You can't.
So
not that I've seen. What now?
Do they have a website?
Yes. Yes, it's called standardprocess.com. And what I would say is, if you want to order it online, if you'll just call my office number, I'll give you the code to where you can order that. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Because okay. I'm basically taking care of you anyway. I'm your doctor, right?
Yes. I found you a couple of weeks ago, and I've been listening to you.
Oh, look, you're falling right into my plot. I'm tricking you into consuming magnesium and taurine. The other one that I was going to say that I think is really, really important for the health of the the auditory system is just cod liver oil.
Oh, I do take that.
You are so smart. So smart. That's so good.
How many times a day should I take it? You normally just take it once a day.
I'm taking 6 grams a day. So these are those gelatin capsules that are filled with the clean, wholesome cod liver oil. The one that I'm using, they're using a little bit of lemon oil to preserve it, and that just means it keeps it fresh. It keeps it from oxidizing or going bad or rancid, rather. I take 6 a day, but that's just the level that I think that I need for my brain.
When I take the liquid, so is the liquid okay to take?
It sure can be, but if you take it in the liquid form, you're going to have the highest risk of it going rancid.
Yeah, you're supposed to use it, I think, within 60 days or something.
Okay, I'm going to go off on my tangent right here. I've watched so many videos on YouTube on this because I find it so interesting. But the manufacturers of new cars, they say, change your oil at 10,000 miles. But if you look at the ones that build the engines, and they're on the cutting edge of what oils can actually do, they're going to tell you the truth. They're going to say those oils for your car, for the motor, they're going to start to deteriorate around 2,000 miles. That means if you keep it in there for an additional 8,000 miles, all you're doing is asking for your engine to break down. Now, who would that benefit if your engine breaks down? Well, it'd be the car dealerships.
Yeah.
And it would be the manufacturers because they have to sell more parts and more vehicles, which I don't think I'm being a conspiracy person, but you've got to educate yourself. And so if you have a liquid oil, you're running a greater risk of it turning bad and rancid before you can really protect you. So I do like the idea of those gelatin, you know, tablets or pearl. I should call them gel caps, shouldn't I? Because they seal out the oxygen. Where there's oxygen, there's going to be oxidation. Just like if you had a tractor and somebody scraped the paint off the front bucket, well, it's going to rust on a day like today, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
My job is to keep you from rusting.
Okay, that's great.
And so if there's tinnitus, that means you've got some rusting of the brain. Don't tell everybody at church tomorrow I said your brain is rusty. That's not what I'm trying to say. Anyway, so those are some of the things to see if you can be on the course of rejuvenation repair. But what that would look like is if the tinnitus began to reduce, you'd say, oh my goodness, I am moving in the right direction.
Yes. Regular doctors, medical doctors, do you know what they do with tinnitus? Anything?
Well, sure.
Is there any?
They're probably going to put you on morphine. No, I'm joking about that one. They're going to put you on stuff like gabapentin and they're just going to give you drugs, but none of those drugs address the root cause of the problem. What you really need is you need healthier tissue. You need better blood flow. You need better I'm looking at my notes right here. When the GABA receptors don't fire, that's when you have tinnitus. And so taking taurine, it helps those receptors activate and work the way that God designed them to. That means you're trying to help your body work to its full God-given potential. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So I'm wanting to get you in better repair, but you can go to any doctor you want. They can prescribe Neurontin, Lyrica, antidepressants, GABA, gabapentin, oxycodone. None of those address improving the health of your brain. But if you
I don't want any of that.
But if you eat fish oil and you eat good wholesome food, you're helping to repair your brain.
Yes. Okay.
Okay. I hope that helps.
Well, I'm going to try what you suggested and I'll let you know.
Thank you, ma'am. I hope you have a good day and thanks for listening.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
You're sure welcome. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
You too.
Bye-bye. I am so thankful for all the callers, and I'm so thankful that the phone lines are working. I got to give so much credit to the brain trust of the station, all the geniuses that work here that know how to push all these buttons the right way. You really helped me out. Thank you for joining in this morning. My name is Roy Morgan. This program is Health Essentials. Lord willing, I will be here this time next week with more great information about how to improve your health.